23.12 ED.0101072025111 Audio. This morning, while thinking about the actual dimensions of the SSV, I wondered if space engineers verify their calculations directly in this environment before the construction phases. Obviously, I can't answer for them, but this led me to a simple experiment inspired by information from the internet. The cheapest way to create this type of artificial gravity is to connect two vehicles with cables and make them rotate. This brilliant idea isn't mine. If you had $20 billion to invest, would you want to verify certain dimensions before building an SSV-type spacecraft? Yes, my experience doesn't allow me to validate certain basic calculations for space. Terrestrial simulations are also possible, taking into account Earth's G. However, nothing replaces tests conducted directly in space. For the G, I thought of connecting two space shuttles with cables and making them rotate. The necessary instrumentation, already oriented, will allow for the exact values of rotational G-forces to be obtained. Furthermore, there will be almost no equipment to pick up after the experiments. It would also be possible to coordinate this experiment with other missions that do not involve these specific verification points. I don't question the professionalism of these people. In any project, individuals are responsible for controlling budgets. Given the number of zeros involved, personally, even knowing the dimensions in advance, I would opt for this experiment during a validation phase. Here we're talking about significant distances. An order of magnitude, hundreds of meters. That's all for now. Pierre Michaud, SME, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of kidnapping in September 2007. This July 1, 2025.